What does a work day look like for you, right? On a typical Tuesday, what are your objectives?
A typical day for me, well, when I try to do this. I'm not saying I'm doing this every day, but I really do try and get up in the morning and get some sort of workout in. I think that's really important. It enhances your mood, gets those endorphins up, gets you ready for the day. I find I handle stress a lot better when I've gotten, even 30 minutes of exercise, whether it be biking or running or just doing some sort of like cross training. So anyways, do that, have my coffee. I'll either go into the office or I'll work from home. A lot of the time I'll be working with some sort of design engineer who is, developing the building plans for a new building that's going up. I will assist them with the design and implementing our HVAC equipment because they don't know any of the engineering data, so they need to get that from us. On top of that, I might be quoting some equipment to a contractor who wants to maybe replace a HVAC unit or just needs a new one. I might be working on submittals, which are, it's like a book we create for the customer when they purchase a piece of equipment and everything that's going to come with that and what they need to do. So I might be working on a report like that. This is the boring part of the job, but I might be negotiating, some pricing deals. Someone says my price was too high, competitors coming in lower, where do I need to be to win the job? So doing stuff like that. But the fun stuff is, taking your customers out, going to events with them, like taking them to an A's game or a Giants game or going to a Raiders tailgate. Like these are the fun part of the sales jobs. You are working so hard all week, but you got to make it worth it. Like I said, it's the relationship building. So I like to do things like that with my customers. That's not a typical day, but I try and incorporate that stuff in three times a month. And then obviously you want to do lunches consistently with customers, just take them out, have a nice conversation with them, talk about a job you have going on with them. I'm also really involved in my local organization for, it's called ASHRAE, which is the American Society of Heating, Refrigeration, and Air Conditioning Engineers. And we meet once a month, just talk about, new technologies, or I'll meet with the young engineers of ASHRAE, which is our little group we have, and we'll do some fun events. And a lot of my customers are involved with that. So yeah, I typically work really long days, I'm not gonna lie. Like before shelter in place, I was working much longer just because I was commuting too. I'd say I was putting in probably 12 hours a day, but my mentality is like, I'm young, I'm not married, I don't have any kids. Like I should be working as much as I possibly can right now. I also work on 100% commission. So I don't get like a given salary every 2 weeks. So that can go one way or the other, You don't work at all, you're not gonna get paid, but if you work a lot, you can make a lot of money. So for me, I'm a very money-driven person. I'd really like to buy myself a home here in the next few years. So I think having a 100% commission job is pretty cool because it kind of keeps that fire burning under you. So my typical day, I'll work hard because of that reason, but I think it's also really important, to have a good work-life balance. So if I do work 12 hours a day, I'll try not to work like a hard day on Friday. Give myself a little break, maybe take off early at 3 and start the weekend.